What our polling finds is that 78% of Canberrans support voluntary assisted dying laws in the ACT, and that includes 55% who strongly support them. So with those numbers behind them, you'd expect the Labor-Green government here, and quite possibly the opposition as well, to be interested in getting these laws passed relatively quickly.
Have one for mum, one for dad, and one for the country.
And there has never been a more exciting time to be an Australian.
Budgets are about choices, Fran, and you show what you value through the choices you make.
Dead, buried, cremated.
This is coal. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
The Treasurer knows.
Australia's basically done for. We'll just end up being a third-rate economy. You know, a banana republic.
How good is Australia?
Just follow the money.
G'day, and welcome to Follow the Money, the Australia Institute's podcast that explains big economic issues in plain English. I'm Ebony Bennett, Deputy Director at the Australia Institute, and today we are going to be talking about why parliaments in the Northern Territory and the Australian Capital Territory have been banned from legalising or legislating voluntary assisted dying laws. It's all thanks to one man, Kevin Andrews.
People were killed in the Northern Territory who weren't residents of the Northern Territory. So effectively the Northern Territory was legislating for all of Australia. My belief was that the Commonwealth Parliament should have a say about that.
Here's the backstory. In 1995, spearheaded by then Northern Territory Chief Minister Marshall Perrin, the Northern Territory Legislative Assembly passed the Rights of the Terminally Ill Act, making the NT the first jurisdiction in the world to explicitly legalise voluntary assisted dying.
The Northern Territory will be the first jurisdiction in Australia to legalise euthanasia.
This is an historic day for Territorians who want the right of choice over end-of-life decisions.
1 year later, on the 9th of September 1996, Kevin Andrews, a Conservative Liberal backbencher, introduced a private member's bill into the Commonwealth Parliament that, in the end, overruled the Northern Territory's euthanasia laws and prevented the ACT from making similar laws in the future.
The world is a very different place from when in 1997 this Parliament determined to take away the power to legislate over euthanasia from the ACT and the Northern Territory. Those jurisdictions were young then, they are mature assemblies now. Back then no state had moved, now half the states have moved.
But since then, a lot has changed, and now the new Labor government and members of the new parliament are seeking to restore territory rights as a matter of priority.
We've now seen five of the six states pass legislation, and New South Wales is due to bring it up in the next couple of weeks. And so we really are seeing people in the Northern Territory and the ACT very much treated like second-class citizens.
And so to discuss this, I'm joined by Bill Brown, Director of the Australia Institute's Democracy and Accountability Program. G'day, Bill.
Thanks for having me, Ebony.
Bill, the new Minister for Territories, Christy McBain, has announced that the new government would propose a private member's bill as soon as possible. Why do you think this is shot to the top of the priority list?
I think it's a demonstration of just how potent the issue has been, particularly in the territories over the last few years. As you said, it's been over 20 years since the territories were blocked from passing voluntary assisted dying laws, but it's only in the last six or so that the states have started legislating for voluntary assisted dying, and the disconnect between what the states are entitled to do and what the territories are entitled to do has become so obvious.
Queensland is the fifth state to pass voluntary assisted dying legislation, behind Victoria, WA, Tasmania and South Australia.
Euthanasia has been made legal in New South Wales, the historic
Australia's largest state, becoming the last to legalise euthanasia.
So as you said, there's a number of states that have passed voluntary assisted dying laws, including right here on the ACT's doorstep, New South Wales. So we've found ourselves in this weird position where now that the New South Wales Parliament has legislated for that based on the private members' bill spearheaded by independent MP Alex Greenwich, Canberra kind of finds itself in a weird spot, doesn't it?
That's right. Canberra and the Northern Territory, the only two jurisdictions now where voluntary assisted dying is not available. And as you say, right over the border in Queanbeyan, it is going to be available. These things always have a lead time before they're available, but the legislation has been passed.
So, yeah, we're in that weird spot where kind of 15 minutes drive away, you know, the laws are totally different and here we can't even have the debate.
That's right. And it's not gone unnoticed by the Territory's politicians either. Members of all parties have criticised the federal parliament for failing to remove this limitation, and more recently the leaders of the three parties in the ACT Legislative Assembly have written to the parliament to make the case that this needs to change.
And it's not the first time that the territories have obviously tried to wind back this legislation. It does go back a number of years, and we might touch on that in a second, but very recently we've seen the local paper here, the Canberra Times, has really been pushing hard for a bill to restore territory rights, essentially. We did an event with the Canberra Times at the Australia Institute, along with members of each political party in the ACT, to talk about it. And I found it really interesting because even MPs who personally don't necessarily agree with voluntary assisted dying still thought that the ACT Legislative Assembly should be able to debate that, and so supported repealing this Andrews bill. So there's quite a lot of nuance in the debate, isn't there, Bill?
There is, and that might come up for discussion within the Labor Party, because while it would be appropriate to give a conscience vote on the question of euthanasia, is it appropriate to give a conscience vote on the question of the territory's right to decide? So that might be something that they need to figure out for themselves. And it's a nuance that we see even with some of the strongest advocates for the legislation. So Luke Gosling, Northern Territory MP, has expressed some concerns with voluntary assisted dying, but drawn a stark distinction between his concerns about voluntary assisted dying and his strong belief that the right to decide should be placed with the territories.
Mm. We in the territories have been fighting to restore our rights for a long time, Deputy Speaker. For a quarter of a century, we've been barred from fully enjoying the same democratic rights as Australians living in the states. And it's ridiculous that we're still forced to explain why people living in the Australian Capital Territory and the Northern Territory are worthy of having equal rights to other Australians. And yet here we are, Mr. Deputy Speaker.
So that's interesting. One, I guess, a matter of conscience, and the other, a question of democracy itself and who should be able to debate what.
That's right. And you saw that back when the Andrews Bill passed as well. It was one of the rare times in the ACT where the Liberal Party has been in government. And figures including Gary Humphries, who'd go on to be a senator for the ACT, then Attorney General, were very critical of the decision, which came less than 10 years after the ACT was given self-government. It kind of felt like it had been given only to be snatched
away. Yeah.
That's right.
And as you mentioned, there have been several other campaigns over the years to repeal the Andrews Bill. In fact, I'm pretty sure opposition started right from the word go.
The fight for territory rights dates back to 1995.
Momentum is building behind a private members' bill that would give the territories the right to make their own euthanasia laws.
I rise to support passage of the Restoring Territory Rights Assisted Suicide Legislation Bill 2015.
The federal parliament could vote within weeks on a private members' bill to allow the ACT and the Northern Territory to legislate assisted dying laws.
People including, you know, the former Greens leader Bob Brown, other Northern Territory MPs as well. I mean, this is obviously a big issue for the territories, but, you know, we have seen the Commonwealth Parliament turn its attention to this from time to time, but never really kind of getting there. What's been the change this time around?
The changes came close in 2018 with a bill from the Liberal Democrat Senator David Leinhelm. They missed by just a couple of votes. One stark change now is that David Pocock is representing the ACT instead of Senator Zed Seselja of the Canberra Liberals. Zed was more opposed to voluntary assisted dying than even his colleagues in the Liberal Party. And that came out with Liberals in the ACT Assembly being quite different in what they called for to what Senator Cicilli was calling for. And last year with Senator McMahon's bill, she limited her bill, which would have removed the restriction, just to the NT, because she didn't want to run into this problem with the only Liberal from the ACT, Zed Cecilia, opposing
the bill. Blocking a bill to restore territory rights on this issue. So as you said, David Pocock was elected and Zed Cecilia wasn't at this election. But alongside these previous campaigns, obviously public opinion has differed over the years as well. And I know the Australia Institute has looked at public attitudes towards this issue over the years. What did you find, Bill?
Yeah, well, the Australia Institute's first questions go back to 2011. They're asking there about voluntary assisted dying or euthanasia in general, rather than about the territories. Even then, they found a large majority in support, which goes to show just how far the government action can lag from public opinion.
Mm.
But last year, we supplemented that with polling asking what Australians in general actually thought about the fact that the territories couldn't legislate on this issue. And at that point, we were asking people who typically would have lived in jurisdictions that now had voluntary assisted dying. So that's one major change. Polls that we did in April found that 75% of Australians supported the territory's right to choose. So a kind of powerful majority there. We revisited it a few months later with Senator McMahon's bill, trying to tease out if there was any support for just the Northern Territory having this right, as would be given by her bill passing. And while we see a bit of a drop in total support there, which might be explained by the fact that the question got more convoluted, what we find is that very few Australians thought that the NT should have a right that the ACT
didn't have.
Coming alongside that, we also polled people in the ACT and again found overwhelming majority support both for voluntary assisted dying laws and for the territory's right to choose. Again, about 3 in 4 in support. And a majority, or at least about half, across the major parties, including the Liberals.
And in principle, I think that's something that most people agree with. In fact, a recent survey, 76% of Australians agree that the territories should have that right. So,
Bill, that's so interesting, because it does seem to me that whether or not it's territories' rights or the actual issue of voluntary assisted dying, it's an area where, as you said, the public is so often far ahead of what governments of whether they be a state or a territory or Commonwealth were prepared to consider. I think we often find that on issues of conscience, so to speak. Would that be your assessment?
I think that'd be fair to say across a whole range of issues. Even something like abortion rights.
Yeah.
We see the people leading their leaders rather than the other way around.
Mm.
And here in Canberra, this is an absolutely huge issue that really resonates with people, that we don't have the same rights as others across the border in Queanbeyan, for example. And so I imagine there would be a lot of urgency around this.
My view is that we need to get this done as quickly as possible and ensure that it actually passes both houses. And I'm having really good conversations to try and make that happen.
Bill, how soon could this happen in a new parliament with a new government and, several MPs from the territories, including, I think, Labor's Alicia Payne, Senator David Pocock, as you've said, really spearheading this with a willing government to back it?
Yeah, look, Christy McBain, the territories minister, has suggested that the bills could be presented to Parliament within the next couple of sitting weeks. So we're really looking at a short time frame here. There might be competing bills, because Senator David Pocock's shown interest in a private members bill, as have those two Labor MPs for the territories. But I don't expect that to cause any major problems. One or the other will go up for debate. And given how close it came last time and the changes in the numbers in the Senate and the House of Representatives, I don't anticipate that there'll be a problem with it passing. Of course, it may come down to a question of whether it's a conscience bill or not that might affect things, but overall, it feels like there's momentum behind it and that you'll get the numbers. That's just the first step, of course, because as has been emphasised in this discussion, the right to legislate is not the same as legislation. The territory assemblies, if they want to legislate, will have to go away and consider how they'd like to legislate.
That's a question that I've got there, Bill. The Andrews Bill, if that gets repealed, so to speak, does it just restore the original territory, Northern Territory legislation?
No, I don't believe it does. A distinction between striking out a piece of legislation, which is kind of one and done, versus that continuing block on introducing the new legislation.
Mm.
So I imagine the Northern Territory will have to revisit the question. And after 20 years, they'll want
probably
to.
Seems like the democratic thing to do, doesn't it?
I think so.
Territorians' attitudes might have changed in the interim. We don't know.
I don't think that this should be a conscience vote. This isn't about legislating voluntary assisted dying. If people feel really strongly about stopping voluntary assisted dying, then you know I think they should be running for legislative assemblies in the territories to try and stop that.
And
this is about whether or not the territories should have that same right to legislate.
And have you heard?
Yeah, what do we know about what people in the territories think about this? Should it come up for debate in their specific parliaments?
What our polling finds is that 78% of Canberrans support voluntary assisted dying laws in the ACT, and that includes 55% who strongly support them. So with those numbers behind them, you'd expect the Labor-Green government here, and quite possibly the opposition as well, to be interested in getting these laws passed relatively quickly. That said, the government has flagged that it wants to do its due diligence and have a period of consultation and consideration first.
That makes sense, but I guess they can benefit too from the fact that all the other states have legislated this quite recently.
That's right. They'll have the legislation to draw on, and in some cases, particularly Victoria, they'll have several years of actual case studies and data to draw on as well. So Victoria's already had the opportunity to review how many people have taken this opportunity. It's a small percentage of the state, of course. And they've done their due diligence in terms of confirming that those concerns about things like coercion and guilt aren't present in the decisions that people are making.
Mm. Well, I certainly think this debate has got a long way to go, so we might check back in with listeners once the bill is up and potentially when the assemblies of the Northern Territory and ACT potentially debate this again. We might have you back to talk about it in more detail, Bill.
Looking forward to it.
This episode was recorded on Tuesday, the 5th of July, and things may have changed since recording. You can visit australiainstitute.org.au for all our latest research, including the polling results on voluntary assisted dying and territory rights. And we're on Twitter at the Oz Institute with an AUS. My Twitter handle is ebony_Bennett with a double N double T. Bill, what's your Twitter handle?
Brown90, BROWNE90.
Thank you. And this episode was produced by Jennifer Macy. You can find her at Jennifer Macy, with additional editing by Michaela McGuirk-Scolaro. Our theme music is by Jonathan McFeet from Pulse and Thrum, with additional music from Blue Dot Sessions. Stay safe out there, and thanks for listening.